As a business owner, it's important to keep your business connected. Spectrum Business is committed to keeping your business online whenever and wherever you need us, all backed by the Spectrum Commitment. Get fast, reliable internet starting at $40 per month when bundled, or level up your internet speed and get a 3-year price guarantee. Learn how Spectrum Business can help your business stay connected at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit mensteaclinic.com. That's mensteaclinic.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan.
Don't do it.
And what am I supposed to do with this guy today? So, you've got me, Kevin Hagland. We'll get back to the other one. We have the famous Alec Medford. And then we have Corey Majors, who, 15 seconds before the show started, said, do we need to call tomorrow Fry Slay? Mm-hmm. Alec, can you confirm that this did in fact happen right before we went on air?
I hate that I have to confirm it, but... yeah, that did happen, and I hate it.
Explain yourself.
So when we have a friend, a family friend that we go see when we're up in Cleveland for Lucy, mm-hmm. and they have a daughter that's exactly Lucy's age, and she also has some rare abilities. That's what I'll call it. I don't know exactly what Adrian wants me to say right now. So the...
not Frisley.
Right. They came and stayed with us. And they're both 11-year-old girls, and the girl walks in, and Lucy goes, and this is our refrigerator. And she goes, Slay. And I was like, huh? Like, what did that mean? Like, our refrigerator is awesome? I don't know exactly what it meant, but I've seen Slay everywhere. I've seen it a lot. And so as we... look, man, this show, we're a young group of guys. We're right there in the middle of our lives, okay? And the middle of the demographic.
I hope I'm not only a middle of the way through my life.
We're in the middle of our demographic, too, all right?
That's true.
And so I know we have some older audience and we have some younger audience. Does the younger audience want us to use more hip Slay words or slang words, if you will? And so that's why I asked, should now from now on Fridays be Fry Slays? And I don't know all the answers to questions, but I do try to present some options for people out there that like options. And then Kyle Yeoman said, yeah, he'll join us next week.
From the 972, good morning, KNC. I love you guys. Have a great show, please. Well, sorry, that's already ruined.
What? Nobody
from
said
the 214. Look, I just did. Look forward to another masterpiece today. I'm sorry.
Go get Rangers.
Yeah, I'm really sorry that we have done this to you.
What do you mean?
But you know what?
I told you didn't have to bring it up. You chose to bring it up.
No, I had to bring it up because you said that right before we went on air, and it was going to be trapped in my head until we talked about it.
You're going to start using Slay now.
I am not, unless it's about Darius. Go ahead. You know what? As long as we're piling S onto this plate to start the morning, go ahead and give me cut number 11 or 12 or 13. Pick one of them to show how terrible the Stars were yesterday.
On the board. Svechkov looking for Wood at the far side. Ostrely in front. Tip score!
From the 214. No. Please don't use those hip new words that the kids use. And from the 817, brah.
From the 972, Slay Day sounds way better. From the 817, I know y'all are going to slay today. Love y'all. Mm. From the 214, Kevin sounds like a Debbie Downer. So I feel like I got half the audience on my side here.
All right. And for the person who said brah, so... I have a mentee. We work with this group of kids. Shout out to Ling. He can construct a whole sentence using just that word.
Yeah,
I get it. So whenever I imitate him, I'm like, this is you, Ling. Bro. Bro? Brah, come on, brah. And he goes, bro, that's about right. And I was just like, yes, I know. Because that listening to conversations between those three of the kids in the backseat when I take them back home is the dumbest conversation you'll ever hear. It's pretty close between bra and other words.
But that was us back in the day, right? It was dude.
Oh,
we could make a whole conversation out of the word dude.
I remember when Brandon would sit in the back seat with his friends, and I was like, this is the stupidest thing I've ever heard.
I
called my mom, and I was like, do you remember how dumb my conversations were? And she goes, I had no idea what you were saying. So there you go.
From Tolo Brett, darn right, C-Mage, slay. Go get Rangers is right. From the 469, go get Slangers is what they're saying. So slay away, boys. I appreciate that you know what? I took a risk. I went out on a ledge, and I found out there are more people like me than I thought. It's kind of like the internet.
Where you selectively chose the fan text that you were going to read.
Whenever, have you ever like see something on the internet, you're like, I thought I was the only one. And then you're like, oh, there's so many other people that they do
That's
the
fair.
Same thing.
Yes. Or
they've experienced that moment in life, you know, where you have a little extra, you know, tinkle on your pants after you go to the restroom. You're like, maybe I'm the only one. Then you find out there's a lot of people out there. It happens too. I'm not saying that that's me. I'm just saying that sometimes these types of things happen.
No, I think you've misunderstood that look I gave to Alec. I would actually much rather you pee on your pants than you consistently use the word tinkle. You can't go slay, tinkle. Like, that's just not going to work.
Why'd you say it that way?
I don't know. It's just not going to work.
Slay and see masterpiece.
Oh, that's funny.
Thank you, Voach. Thank you. See, even Voach agrees. I didn't walk into this trying to make this a funny part of the show. This is just how the show is starting at the moment, and I'm looking forward to it. Stars are going to get... Oh, no.
Speaking of tinkling in your pants, the Dallas Stars.
My grandma used to say that word.
Well, you know what? Your grandma might be just as good out there as, or used to...
Yeah, they're both
dead. I know.
They're both dead.
I know, as the Stars have been. They are now... have lost 7 straight. Now, I know in hockey parlances, they like to go, they're 0-5-2 down the stretch. Great. They lost 7 in a row. You have lost 7 games in a row. And you're like, well, at least that's as bad as it gets. No. Then Jason Robertson also gets hurt in the finale. It was an awkward hit against the boards. I still haven't seen an update yet this morning because it goes back and forth. And I know he didn't go back in the game. But at that point, you were getting annihilated and Ottinger was terrible. So why not just keep him out of the game? And so they didn't bring him back in, maybe just because they were like, what the hell is the point? Or maybe because he's really injured, because that's what you need.
Yeah. So I asked you this the other day, and I've been asking this all along. How do you, with this type of roster and with the way that they do it, how do you get the minutes deloaded? And Pete DeBoer basically admitted after the game last night that that's what they have been doing all along.
Yes.
Here, they've been trying to reduce minutes because they've been trying to rest. And then he goes, in a summary of it all, and then this stupid crap happens where Robertson gets hurt. You know, like, he didn't have an update on him last night, but he did. He was upset that he got hurt, and he's like, what's the point in trying to get these minutes reduced so that I can, he's going to be okay if one of our players is going to get hurt? So it was one of those things where the last 7 games has been a spiral. It's been bad, but it does look like they had a reason for what they were doing. Now, I guess the big question is, even along those lines, some of the shots didn't look like they were going to get through anyway. And that's concerning me the most right now, is that when you start getting that, Kevin, it starts to become a block in your head of, holy crap, why am I not scoring?
Okay, see, my concern last night was actually on the other end of the ice. I would have much preferred if Casey DeSmith was getting lit up.
Right.
And then Ottinger came into the third period because you're like, holy crap, we got to do something. And then he shut it down. But instead, and I realized that 5-1, the game was probably over, unless you're playing the Stars in the last minute of a game. Oh, wait, that was 5-2. And Ottinger did not look good last night. And so when you shut it down, it was in a third period that I kind of feel like people were going through the motions. This was the worst version of this game. Like when you were talking about like, well, what do you want to see? Do you want to see their players play? Yeah. Do you want to see? Okay, this is the worst possible version of this game to me because you played a lot, pretty much all of your key components. I guess Tyler Seguin did come back and get an assist, so that could have.
That is a positive.
So it is.
And it was early in that one too.
It is the next to worst possible version. But you had all your starters. They got a pretty good amount of ice time. You got worked. Your goalie didn't look good. And one of your top, what, four players got hurt.
Yeah.
And we hope not hurt bad, but he had to leave the game.
And so now, when's game one?
Saturday night.
You were expecting, if this was the case, and this was what you were doing all along, you guys are coming out of the gates firing. Like, you guys are against Colorado on Saturday. If you're telling me that everything y'all been doing has just been by design,
yeah,
not by, like, you're just in a slump, then you are coming out of the gates against Colorado on fire.
Maybe so, but keep in mind, Colorado will also have had 6 days off going into that. They played their last game on Sunday.
Yeah, and again, you brought that up yesterday, the rest versus rust conversation. Yeah,
that's tough to say.
I don't know how that works for each team. Each team's different. If you're a young team, maybe you do need to keep going because you have younger legs. If you're an older, but those younger legs sometimes don't realize that they're exhausted. Like Jonah Heim, look at how melted he was at the end of that World Series because he'd never played like that before. So these kind like this is a very interesting approach to the way that Pete DeBoer's done it this year. But Kevin, I do have a lot of confidence in Pete DeBoer's team and what they're trying to pursue based on what they were for most of the year. For most of the year, they were a dominant Stars team, and I don't think that the talent is gone. I am curious about how Rantanen's addition changed things a little bit and what they can make. Maybe it's a moment, Kevin, where DeBoer's going, oh, we really haven't even used Mikko the best way yet. And nobody's seen.
I hope so.
And nobody's seen the way we want to use him. So when we get in the playoffs, people are going to be caught completely off guard, similar to the Mavs. Everybody's like, hold on, what are the Mavs? And maybe they go on a little run here. Who knows?
From the 817, I'm disappointed in you guys this morning. Fry Slay is lit. Quit being a boomer, Kevin. No, I am an older person, so I probably won't. And then from the 682, Kevin Slagland.
Yeah,
no.
And Corey Slager.
No, no. And then from the 682, that's Cap Fam.
Alex Slayford.
See, that's another thing that the kids in our program, they say a lot. I don't know what the proper response is. I'll be like, it's not Cap. Because I know, I mean, I know enough to know
they're
what that means.
They're still using Cap?
Yeah, they like to say that a lot. And I'm like, it's not. But I don't know if there's like a more universally accepted phrase that you're supposed to respond to that with. If so, I don't know what it is.
The one word that I've really wanted to integrate into my life more is whenever something's not good, it's buns. And that I thought that one was funny.
Yes.
And I got to use that more often.
One of the kids did tell me I was supposed to tell Brandon he was buns for not showing up. So, yes,
that's my favorite one. I think it's great.
That did happen. All right, go ahead and give me a positive. Give me cut number five. Let's talk about the Dallas Mavericks as their pseudo postseason continues.
This is what the Mavs did in the playoffs last year with their bigs. Exum's three is there. And the Mavs are 12 of 22 from three.
Now,
that was impressive.
They dominated. And I know in part you can say because they shot, I'm pretty sure they ended up shooting 50%.
Yeah, they did. They had a better shooting percentage from three than they did from their field goal percentage.
Really?
It was 49% from the field.
Huh. That feels pretty unusual, but maybe with the way the NBA has changed, maybe it's more usual than I think. But that's impressive. However, Sacramento didn't shoot terrible from three whatsoever. And nope. I don't think I looked at that game and said threes alone were the reason. They did a lot of good stuff with their bigs defensively that I thought worked out.
That's it right there. They took away, they basically did a Deion Sanders. They took away a part of the court.
And forced a ton of turnovers.
And said, you're not going to, once you, if you're going to try and get past, if you're going to try and pump fake and drive to the basket, once you get past our guy who's longer than you anyway, like everybody on this team is long and tall. Clay and Brandon Williams are unique, but they're fantastic to have on the team. But they all have length to them. And so once you get past that, now you're running into Anthony Davis. And now you're running into Daniel Gafford and Derek. Like you don't have any paint presence, even with the guys that you had on the court. They made life on Sabonis last night and Valanciunas miserable. Valanciunas got so frustrated last night that he pushed Derek Lively, and that was, I was like, dude, come on. But yeah, it is it's got to be very frustrating, Kevin, as an offense, knowing we only can shoot from the perimeter. That's all we have right now. And there is no mid game at all. Like, that just doesn't happen anymore. So we got to go to the basket. We can't, because there's always somebody there.
So from the 4-6-9, what if the Mavs actually go on a magical run?
We've been discussing this a lot.
And I feel like we'll dive back into this probably at 12:20, because I'm conflicted about, I would love even the smallest opportunity to be involved in the lottery and hopefully for the first time move up, or hopefully see if the NBA did in fact make a crooked deal and we got the number one pick to get Cooper Flagg. But there's another part of me that, like, I don't think the Kings are that good.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for limited time and subject to change. Max one offer per account.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Uncertainty. Self-doubt. Stressing about not knowing where to start. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Word art. Sorry, live, laugh, lovers. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
Good.
Okay.
That's
fair.
But I think that...
How many times have they been in the...
Yeah, every time. Literally every time. But the Grizzlies, I do think, are good.
Yep.
And so if you were to win against the Grizzlies,
how much
on
better
the road,
than the Mavs? I think they were one game better than the Mavs this year.
That's it?
I think so.
Oh, I thought the Grizzlies were quite a bit better.
I might
than
be
the
wrong
Mavs.
About that.
Okay, maybe not. Maybe you are correct about that.
And that being said, the Mavs, they were 48 and 34. Yeah, so 39 and 48. So I do believe that the Mavericks had a chunk of their season, like their regular season record, stripped from them.
Okay.
By this trade.
Yeah.
Like it changed, it altered everything for this team. But you're right. They are a better team than the Mavericks.
And so if you were to win that game...
The Kings were one game better.
And then give Oklahoma City some problems. Like, I'm not saying beat them, but give them some problems. Or hell, even if you want to go that far, beat them. Then I start to have all these thoughts about Kyrie coming back and opting back in and all, like all this other like different path you
You've
can go
beyond
down.
This year.
Yes.
I haven't.
Yes.
I've just been solely focused on this season alone and trying to figure out what they were doing.
Yeah.
And what Jason Kidd That's was going to do beyond that I haven't looked there yet. Because I still felt like they had a chance to do something this year. And obviously Nico felt that. Listen, it's very difficult to say the things I say about what I see on this team. And also people be like, but you still love Luka? Like, yes.
Yeah.
I'm still frustrated by that. And I'm very upset that they never asked us. That's also something I'm ticked off about.
You think
about.
You should have been like a voting?
Yeah. Hey, guys, we're thinking about doing this. Hey, dummies, don't do it. All right. Yeah. You know what? We've considered it, but we're still going against what y'all think. That would have been fine. I'm still frustrated that. But I like Anthony Davis. I've always been very adamant about big men in the NBA and still trying to figure out how to use that. And now it looks like Jason Kidd said, in the first half of the game, we're going to run everybody's pants off. Good luck trying to keep up with us. We get the ball, we're running the court. And then whenever it's time in the second half, we're gonna smother you defensively, and you're gonna be incapable of scoring. And it was a very tough night for them last night. I really loved the way that they started and the way that game went last night.
We're the KNC masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Coming up next, Rangers win again. Plus, how much do our fans and the league as a whole believe in the Texas front office? We'll do that next right here on The Fan.
The 0-2. Swing and a miss, ball in the dirt. Newman went around. He gets sorted by the slider, and that's 6 strikeouts for Corbin one time through the Angels lineup.
Patrick Corbin looking phenomenal yesterday in my face. If you recall, I said he was the buffet of pitchers in terms of it's not that great, but the portion sizes are tremendous. He pitched excellent, excellent, excellent yesterday.
I do want to answer a text that just came in, and I know I feel like I've had a conversation with this person a couple times.
Is it about WrestleMania?
Oh, it's about Kevin Pillar. Oh. And since we're talking Rangers, I felt like that was okay. They said, is Pillar that bad versus righties that he will never start over Tavares versus right-handed pitching? I don't think it's whether or not he's that bad, but what he's best at is what Boach wants to use him for. And he hasn't been putting him in positions where he can succeed. That's what, and go look around at the way Bochy does this with most players. He puts them in the best position to succeed, doesn't want to get them into a position where they might fail and then have something destroy their confidence. Because Boach has told us many times, confidence is a huge key for what you're trying to accomplish. So I know we love what Pillar is doing and when we see him, but that Bochy and the staff feel that it's best to do this and keep him in this role while they're still doing, I mean, they're still winning games.
Yes, they are still winning games. And that's a big thing. And I think last night, this is probably going to sound like loser talk, Alec. So bear with me here. I think last night, the offense took a big step. Now, I understand.
I agree.
They only had 3 runs. So if you need to be mad, I get it. They also went 2-for-10 with runners in scoring position. But I thought it was a big step because they found themselves in that position where they had so many runners in scoring position. Now, I know you can go back to Corey Seager and be like, hey, he got on base 3 times. He got stranded all 3 times. Like, I don't want to make it sound like offense is fixed.
Yeah, nothing was perfect last night at all.
Yeah, but it was the fact that you got increased offensive chances as opposed to even the night before where, man, you really limped your way along offensively. Got some help from throwing errors, but didn't really start hitting until the last 4 innings. Whereas yesterday, you had a more consistent offensive presence early in the game. I imagine that helps Patrick Corbin be a little more, have a little less stress in his innings. I thought it was a good step for an offense that has been horrendous this year.
I think you're absolutely right, dude. And I didn't realize, you know, we went through all these, and maybe you said this yesterday, Kevin, and I just missed it. But we went through all these numbers yesterday about all these hitters and their struggles.
Yep.
And I was like, and then I think Jake Berger's the leader in RBIs for this team, despite his struggles.
Yeah.
At 8. Like, that feels like that's not good. But again, somehow they've been able to win a game. And you're right. Last night, 11 hits. And multiple times where guys were on the base. Dude, they were hitting hard, too, last night. Adolis last night, that double that he lined out into the outfield, and then he stole third base. I love seeing that hustle that go along with it. So it looks like some guys in my mind, Kevin, that realize that it hasn't been good enough so far, but aren't giving up on anything. And they're like, no, we're going to just, we know that if we just keep battling and keep hustling, that these things are good, things are going to come to us. So I feel like Seager is going to come around and come into form soon. Like, it's going to be that Seager form we expect. He was hitting the ball hard last night too.
I decided to look that up since you were talking about like that kind of hard contact yes. level. All right. So last year, the Rangers, their hard hit percentage, all right, that's just what it's called, was 41.8%. That ranked fourth in Major League Baseball, all right? So, like, at least you were hitting, the offense still wasn't what you would have liked, but, you know, at least you were hitting the ball hard. This year, it's 39.6. This is, I'm sorry, before yesterday's game, which tied for 8th worst in baseball. And their exit velocity is just a half mile per hour better than the league average. So they're like right in terms of meh, fine.
Last night's game looked different to you though than what you've seen most of the season?
I think so. Now look, if you could not have a tremendous number of really hard hit double plays, that would be great.
I agree. Yeah.
But yeah. Man, this might be a beggars can't be choosers situation, because if there's any spot where the hard hit ball will really backfire on you is those infield grounders. Because of physics, it's going to make it easier for you to be able to flip that double play. And there were a handful of double plays against the Rangers last
there
night.
Was, I mean, there was also Marcus Semien had maybe the softest hit I've ever seen in my life. Like, those things happen too.
Sure.
I'm not going to just say that everything was hard hit last night. And somebody said a lot of hard hit outs too. 300-400 foot
yes.
Outs.
Yes.
I get that. But that means those guys that were hitting them like that were squaring it up. And when their timing comes in, when their timing gets down, those things are going to be going out to left center. Those things are going to be going out to right center. They're going to be pulled down the left field line. They're still squaring the ball up. That's the thing that I'm liking that I'm seeing is when you're getting a hold of a ball, you're really giving it a ride. And once you get real smooth and comfortable with things, then you really start to see things take off in the launch pad. Also, Wyatt Langford's still not in this lineup yet. So that's gonna change things up a little bit and might give you some better options when it comes to what you're doing at DH, maybe. I'll be honest too. I liked seeing what Dustin Harris provided last night. I enjoyed watching him play.
And man, if you're gonna talk about somebody that it really felt like Boach was also kind of trying to shout out yesterday, I think Dustin Harris was absolutely one of those people. Now, a couple of things, and we're gonna touch back on yesterday just a little bit, because I think Boach, either directly or in a roundabout way, answered some of these questions. Somebody asked for an update on Evan Carter. You know, we talked with Bruce Boach yesterday, and he was like, look, if he can get healthy and he can get right, we would love to have him up here. He's a special player when he's healthy, which is great. We've talked about in the last handful of games, I think you've seen progression with his plate discipline. The concern still remains
health,
back maintenance. Because we talked about, like, one of the reasons we threw out the idea, I feel like before most anybody else, that Evan Carter might go down to the minors was that you can put him at leadoff in your lineup every single day. Just get him as many at-bats as you can for right-handed pitchers, left-handed pitchers, just bring it all in. But then we got into the stretch where he'd played in 5 of the team's 10 minor league games. And we just started the season. And so it's looking like the back maintenance might be a bigger issue. And you hope that that's not the case. But I admit I am kind of worried about not just this year, but even more so going forward based on the way this year has started.
Looking at his stats right now on MILB.com, 29 at bats, 5 runs scored, 4 hits. 4 for 20. That was 138.
That is true.
Only one home run.
But I will point out, I think he started like 1 for 18 or 1 for 19. So, hey, I get accused of being negative sometimes. I'm trying to be positive. He did have a ton of walks too.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm not saying he's ready to go by any means. I think I've now become more concerned about back maintenance than I have inability to see left-handed
pitching. And anybody out there that's sitting on a donut or dealing with back problem right now knows just how problematic those things can be over time. Not just for this moment and I fixed it. Maybe his body just isn't built for the torque that it takes to be in the sport, and his mind's good, but he will be able to find a way to get past it at some point. I don't know exactly where he is on that, but I feel like Bochy was giving us the right answer yesterday. He is great.
Yeah.
We need him to be healthy too. Like those are the two things that you got to listen to when you're hearing Boch talk.
Now, the person who asked about Simeon. Look, I know we don't want this to devolve into a math show, but a couple of things that Boch said that I'm like, all right, let's see if these line up. We said maybe something happens with Simeon by the end of the month. Okay. And then Boch yesterday said, your start is over at about 100 at bats. Not Marcus Simeon, just in general. Like
most people.
Yeah. When are you not in the start? Well, you get 100 at bats. All right. Right now, Marcus Simeon has 63 at bats. So he's 37 away from 100. So you're talking about give or take 9 games. Now, I realize you could have walks and that didn't clamp, whatever. If you're going off of actual at-bats versus just like plate appearances, let's say he's 9 games away. Well, that would put you pretty much in the middle or at the end of the San Francisco series. So April 26th, April 27th, which is not quite the end of the month. But if Bochy's timeline for a start is about by the time we get to Marcus Simeon to the 26th or the 27th, and we think it's the end of that first full month around the 30th, I would pinpoint another week and a half or so if you think that they're going to make a move. And the most logical move right now will be to move Marcus Simeon off of the leadoff spot. Is that a fair assessment of the situation?
What if I said sooner? Because
I mean, maybe
this game again, or this game tonight, this is a fun game to beat Ron Washington. We love you, Ron. We love you, Wash. Trust us.
Love a sweep even more.
We love you in a Rangers hat, not an Angels hat. Then you got the Dodgers.
Yep.
And you just mentioned it. Who's coming back?
Wyatt Langford.
I feel like
that's a logical guy.
You give your dude the chance against the best team out there. And like you said, the Giants are also right there in that category too. But and then you go on the road to Oakland. Maybe you're right. Maybe you could give him another. He goes back to Oakland. I guess it's Sacramento though, so maybe that doesn't matter. But with Wyatt coming back, maybe you just say, you know what? We tried. We did everything we could. We're plugging him in. I'm ready to shake this thing up just a little bit. I feel like maybe there is a little more readiness to move into where we're supposed to be with this thing.
Now, I wanted to throw this out there.
I think your timeline is good. I'm probably a little faster on it.
Well, look, that's probably what the fan base wants to hear. Now, we could take more time on this whenever, but I wanted to go ahead and quick hit it here. Is the Athletic put together their poll where they talk to 40 of the top decision makers across the sport. So we're talking, again, coaches, GMs, other executives to break down what's the best front office in Major League Baseball.
Chris Young.
So it's interesting because he was lower on this list than I would have guessed.
And Ross Fenstermaker.
Now, if the Dodgers are obviously number one,
why would they be number one? Because they have money?
Yeah, and because they figure out a way to make every move
conceivable. I guess the Shohei thing really does stand out.
Where do you think Chris Young and the Rangers would sit?
I mean, I think they should be in the top five.
Okay. Alec?
I'd say top five, maybe four.
All right.
But I also understand they are very hamstrung by the amount of money they have and can spend.
True.
So
does that count into the front office thing?
It didn't really sound like this worked into the voting, and I get why people would vote this way. I also thought he was going to be higher. The Texas Rangers were in a tie for 13th. Now, last year, they were 8th coming off the World Series. This year, tied for 13th. And I'm going to just throw out the little blurb they have in there. What do you make of an organization with 7 losing records in the past 8 seasons, but a World Series as the only executive? Not much per our executives. And so there was one particular person who stood out, but I get it. It feels like Chris Young is being lumped in with some baggage from the JD era as well. Right. But look, if he's going to get some JD credit, then he's going to get some JD blame. That is the way it works. But one person said, a rival GM, that Chris Young has created an enviable front office dynamic. Texas has a great blend of baseball people and data guys, and CY, as the G-Bag Nation has christened him, is a great leader. So there is one person stepping out. I know there's a couple other people that voted for the Rangers as well, but tied for 13th. So essentially, middle of the road.
It's the most ridiculous claim in the history of baseball.
Okay, well, John Smoltz, we'll see how that plays out. But yeah, I just wanted to throw that out there because like you guys, I was surprised by how low on the list that CY and company were.
That stinks.
We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105 Through the Fan. Coming up next, it's time for Baseball Nuggets. The intrigue with the next two Texas Rangers starts. We'll do it next right here on The Fan.
Soriano on the extreme first base side of the rubber. Kicks and fires home.
Looking to improve your diet in the new year? Try seeing a personal dietitian with Nourish. Nourish has hundreds of dietitians who specialize in a variety of health concerns, including weight loss, gut health, and more. Meet with your dietitian online and message them anytime through the Nourish app. Nourish accepts hundreds of insurance plans. 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Find your personal dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
If you don't know about flyer deals on Instacart, this message is for you. Flyer deals are like strolling through your favorite store looking for deals. But you're scrolling your phone, and maybe you're in bed. Because getting delivery doesn't mean you have to miss deals like you get at the store. Like the one creamer that doesn't make your stomach hurt, or the pasta sauce you can't not buy when it's on sale. So download the Instacart app, shop flyers, and never miss a deal on one of your favorites. Plus, get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts.
Berger bounces one towards the middle, and that's through to center field, a base hit. Harris rounds third. He comes home and scores. RBI single for Jake Berger, and the Rangers strike first here in the bottom of the second inning.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105 Through the Fan. Right now brought to you by Reliant Air Conditioning, gimmick-free AC repair and replacement. It's time for Baseball Nuggets. Now, a lot of intrigue with, I don't know why I said it like that, with these next two starting pitchers for the Rangers. You've got Rocker tonight and DeGrom for tomorrow. We're going to have Dave Raymond on the show tomorrow as well. Also, I'm working on seeing if we can convince Mike to come on to just talk about WrestleMania tomorrow.
What do you mean? He's a baseball expert.
He's not going to come on if we need to talk about baseball. But if we need to talk about Penta and WrestleMania, I believe...
Or cards.
Yes, I believe he will come on the show.
Or Bishop Lynch baseball.
Yes, all of those things.
Not basketball, though.
But you've got... No, definitely not. Because, look, if he comes on tomorrow, you're definitely going to get a handful of sarcastic comments about what a huge game the Mavericks have that night. But Rocker and DeGrom. So two things to look out with those two. How much longer will Kumar Rocker be up in this rotation? And how fast can Jacob DeGrom actually throw the ball now?
Okay, that's an interesting thing.
Pick whichever one you want to start with.
I'll start with Rocker. Because somebody just asked the question, and they said, hey, with Patrick Corbin's game last night, will Leiter return the next go-round now? And my feeling on this is I don't know how consistent Patrick Corbin's going to be, but Patrick Corbin's going to be in the rotation because he's a left-handed pitcher who's also capable of eating innings. You've said that many times.
Yes.
And last night, dude, he was on point. He had everything working. So
because most of the time you'll get like six innings, three or four runs given up, and you're like, that's fine.
Yeah, and he very similar to Malley. He just had hitters off kilter last night. Now, maybe that's just because it's the Angels. I don't know. I don't know what it is, but both of those pitchers had really good nights against the Angels. Rocker going tonight. We said this before the season about Jack Leiter. Jack Leiter has no more to prove at the minor league level. Everything Jack Leiter has to prove is now at the professional level. Kumar Rocker, last year was his first. It was kind of his last year for Jack Leiter, where Jack Leiter kind of came up and went back down, and they were just like, we'll use you, and we're going to give you opportunities to come up here and get knocked around and get beat up.
Yeah.
And if you're successful, great. But you need to learn from this. And Kevin, we've all had that experience of getting everything bashed in and being like, what am I going to do? Am I going to grow from this, or am I going to just go back to what I was? Rocker has fantastic stuff. There is also maybe some limitations to some of the things that he is learning on his own. And maybe there's some more growth he can do by learning from others. It did seem the other day he looked really good in that first inning. What happened afterwards? It looked like he was kind of shaking off Jonah Heim.
Yeah.
And it looked like he was like, no, I want to do my own thing. And in those instances, if you were listening to Mike on the game broadcast, he was kind of pointing out, he was like, hey, just trust your catcher. You know, trust your catcher in these situations. I remember Mike saying that multiple times. And when it comes to that, there's a possibility that maybe he thinks, hey, I got this. I'm ready for this. Y'all don't have to tell me. And maybe he still has some growth and some things to learn. So I feel like Rocker is, every time he gets an opportunity, he's going to go after it full bore. But there might be moments this season where he goes back down to the minor leagues and has to relearn. And maybe it's an opportunity to learn to trust some of the other people around you that are there to help you.
If it's a numbers game, and that's why he goes down to the minors, I'm all for that. I still don't know.
Oh, a numbers game, and the numbers game is the reason, or what I just kind of laid out?
No, yeah, the numbers game.
Gotcha.
I don't know. You're right. That's probably the right path to go. And I know it's a delicate balancing act for the Rangers, but I kind of want to see that sink or swim nature of it all at the major league level.
I mean, he's getting his opportunity right now.
He is. But like, if you're like, hey, we can't do it because Cody Bradford's going to be coming back, Jack Leiter's going to be like, then I get it.
And it also comes down to how much Boach and Chris Young feel they can let games go and save their bullpen.
For sure.
Depending on, because they don't know the consistency they're expecting from him.
Because this is a complex time for the Rangers.
Yes,
of
it is.
How to balance versus, you're right, oh, we can lose this game. No, we can't.
No,
like, we don't have games to sacrifice.
Right.
There are people there to watch it, unlike Pittsburgh. Can't even sell out with Paul Skeens. Like, what are you guys doing?
Yeah.
Is Alex it that the fans just don't care, or is it the fans don't think the ownership group is going to do anything to make the team more competitive?
In Pittsburgh?
Yeah.
Oh, I think it's just because they're all busy with the steel.
The steel mill?
The steel industry.
All right.
I'm told it's very important up there.
No, it is. I don't know if, like, all people in Pittsburgh, I do not believe.
They work 9 to 5.
Work.
And so those day games, you're definitely not going to get anybody.
Man, That's going to be a tough day for them today because they play the Nationals at 11:30. So, like, based on Corey's steel mill knowledge, we're going to have just a smattering of fans there today.
But, yeah, I see what you're saying with all the – because the Rangers have a lot of pitchers and a lot of guys that are – I mean, they're talented. They have a lot of talent
for
in
sure.
the rotations.
Now, Jacob deGrom starts tomorrow. Maybe we'll dive more into that tomorrow. In the meantime, I wanted to play this audio because, man, when you saw this happen to Hunter Wendelstadt, it was scary. He was on the first base side – and he got drilled by foul ball.
He shoots that one off Hunter Wendelstedt, and he goes down. Oh, my.
Did it get him in the head?
I think it did. Got him right in the back of the head. We were just talking the other day about how the base coaches wear helmets and that the base umpires should wear them as well. And Hunter Wendelstedt took a direct shot.
Yeah, he had to go to the hospital after it did, in fact, hit him in the face. It was.
Can you, Wendelstedt umpire or first base coach?
No, first base umpire.
Okay, gotcha.
Or he was an umpire positioned at first base.
Because I was going to say for first base coaches, just give him a glove.
No, well, see, so the first base coach immediately was like flagging people down. He was like, hey, you need to get over here, and you need to get over here straight away. It looks like Wendelstadt is fine. He had to go to the hospital. He had to undergo some additional tests. But the report last night was that he was going to be quote unquote fine. But it's still scary. And it was a 90 mile per hour exit velocity, which I know if you're just talking about like regular exit. Yeah, but still.
I'm just joking.
You can say it's weak on the spreadsheet. But when you see him get dinged in the head, ooh.
Dude, I'm watching it right now, and oh man, this is one of those moments where you're trying to get out of the way, and you almost go into it.
I could see that.
There were times I remember playing in Europe. You're in the batter's box, and you're trying to get out of the way, and the ball just is going right where you were, and you didn't realize.
Yeah,
and that's what it kind of looks like here, and it drilled him right in the head. It popped off real quick.
And you could see the first base coach. He's like, "Come on!"
And he didn't like. His reaction time on this was, and I know 95 miles an hour is not something to wink at there, dude. That thing was flying at him.
Couple more quick things. Stinks. Yeah, it was scary, but it looks like he's going to be okay.
Great.
Couple extra things. Francisco Lindor has announced that he will be the captain for Puerto Rico at the 2026 World Baseball Classic.
Look forward to destroying you.
Hell yeah. And we saw Spencer Strider made his return after he missed pretty much all of last year. After undergoing elbow surgery, he got to his 500th career strikeout, and it's impressive.
Dude, he's two seasons and what, six games into his career, and at 500, I don't know what that
334 innings.
Okay, that's insane.
It is.
That is an insane number, and I feel like I don't know if he can keep that up for the rest of his career. His thighs tell me that he can. All right, like his thighs.
Did it not look like his thighs were flexing on us every time he lined up to throw the ball?
The crazy thing is he's always been shredded like that, but he's even more like he's just
bigger
cartoon character. He looks like an anime like villain.
Yeah,
it's ridiculous.
Or if you transferred Popeye's spinach goes to just his legs.
His forearms.
That's what Spencer Strider looks like. Because he definitely had to get different sizes.
How many
of
listeners
the jersey.
Out there know who Popeye
that's
is?
That's a good point. Might have to have that Mike likes it all over again. He definitely needs the different size jersey and pants.
Yes.
Those are not the same size things that are working.
And that being said, I still, somebody was doing the, if you throw 300, 200 and something strikeouts every year of your career for like so many years, you still won't catch Nolan.
Oh, sure.
And that's my thought, right? Is he's this young and he's already at 500. Can he ever get there? And I don't know. I just don't know.
So think about it like this. He's 26. Let's say he has 300 strikeouts per season.
And he hasn't done that yet.
What? No. Yeah. And that's like in current game, it feels inconceivable. He has 300 strikeouts per season for the next 14 years when he turns 40. He still won't make it. We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Coming up next, we promise the positive. Who is the single greatest NFL draft pick in Cowboys history. Plus, I'll break it down for you round by round next on The Fan.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on sports networks. Availability varies by zip code and package. New customers. Service renews monthly unless you cancel. Choice package required. Restrictions apply.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream.
Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.